Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. President Hichilema urges church to promote peace ahead of general elections. Kafuvu Water and Sanitation Company electricity cable vandalized. And in international news, Iran's foreign minister says journalist's death a serious wake-up call.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has appealed to the church to help keep the country peaceful, stable and united ahead of the August 13 general elections. Speaking when he addressed congregants at the New Apostolic Church Mongu Central Congregation in Western Province, President Hichilema said elections should not divide families. The head of state has emphasized that his government is committed to delivering a credible, free and fair election. President Hichilema has also thanked the church for its evangelistic work and for producing several civic leaders, including ministers, members of parliament and the first female speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, among others.
As we run into the elections, we have to keep our country peaceful, stable, and in unity. Elections should not divide this family, the Zambian family. It's a choice of those that will lead us so we can better the opportunities for our people across the country. So we want to commit, sir, that on our part, we'll do everything to ensure that we have peaceful, credible elections on the 13th of August 2026.
Government has condemned the continued vandalism of critical infrastructure belonging to Kafuvu Water and Sanitation Company Limited. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu has disclosed that the main electricity cable connecting a transformer to Section 3 sewerage pumping station in Roan Township on the Copper Belt was vandalized and stolen in the early hours of yesterday, disrupting the pumping of wastewater to the treatment plant located on the outskirts of the township. He said preliminary investigations indicate that suspected criminals overpowered and restrained the security guard on duty before vandalizing the facility and stealing the electricity cables. Mr. Nzovu said the stolen cable is a critical component that supplies power to the Section 3 sewerage pump station machinery, which serves Roan Township. He has added that the matter has been reported to the police and investigations are ongoing, although no arrests have been made so far. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chiyuni. The Financial Intelligence Center says the country remains on alert to threats of terrorism financing and potential terror acts due to its geographical position in the region. In an interview, FIC Director of the Compliance and Prevention Department, Difat Tembo, said the country is surrounded by nations that have recorded incidents of terrorism, including Mozambique and the Democratic Republic of Congo, among others. Mr. Tembo said the country cannot ignore developments in the region, adding that measures have been put in place to help curb such activities. He said these efforts are crucial in the fight against corruption and illicit financial flows in the country.
The same argument for terrorism financing. You will agree with me that where Zambia is located, it's not an island. We have heard in different jurisdictions around Zambia that there are terror acts that have taken place there, and very close to us is in Mozambique, in Cabo Delgado, East Africa. We have those terror acts in DRC. So Zambia cannot forget, or rather cannot ignore what is happening there. So we've come up with measures to ensure that we insulate, galvanize the country from these threats that we have already witnessed.
The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center has reminded police officers that professionalism, discretion and respect for human dignity must guide their conduct at all times. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has condemned acts of police brutality, particularly against opposition leaders and citizens exercising their rights. Ms. Ngoma said it is regrettable that incidents circulating widely on social media allegedly occurred in the presence of the Lusaka Police Commissioner, despite President Hakainde Hichilema's consistent calls for the Zambia Police Command to avoid abuses that were common under the previous administration. He has added that before using force, officers must consider whether it is truly necessary, noting that throwing a suspect into a vehicle as though handling an object is abusive and amounts to unlawful punishment.
We wish to remind all police officers that professionalism, discretion and respect for human rights must guide their actions at all times. We strongly condemn acts of police brutality, particularly against opposition leaders and citizens exercising their rights. It is regrettable that such incidents circulating widely on social media occurred in front of Lusaka Police Commissioner, despite President Hakainde Hichilema's consistent calls for Zambia Police Command to avoid the very abusive that were common under the previous administration. IPAC reminds such officers that these actions dent the image of the present administration.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Federation of Small-Scale Miners says their members continue to face challenges in obtaining mining licenses from holders of exploration licenses across the country. Speaking to Hot FM News, Federation President Joseph Mwansa has explained that under the law, artisanal and small-scale miners are required to apply for mining licenses through exploration license holders. He has noted that many exploration license holders have been reluctant to grant access, a situation that has contributed to increased illegal mining activities. However, Mr. Mwansa has acknowledged that what he described as significant improvement by the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development in issuing licenses directly to small-scale miners in cases where exploration license holders deny them as provided for under the law.
Most of the artisanal mines are found where there are some exploration licenses. For each individual or cooperatives to get a consent from the owner of the exploration license, they find it very difficult to get the consent. The way the law is that when you discover some minerals, you get the consent from the chief and also from the owner of the exploration if there is an exploration in that place or there is a license already. And this has been so difficult for many people to get the licenses, because when they ask for the consent from the owner of the exploration, most of the time they don't give them.
The top international news.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says the deaths of three journalists in Lebanon are not only a deep loss for the media community in the region and the world, but also a serious wake-up call for the global conscience. Ali Shoaib, a reporter for A1 Manna TV, a network run by the militant group Hezbollah, and A1 Mayadeen reporters Fatima and Mohammed Fetoni were killed in an Israeli airstrike in the town of Jezin. In a post on social media, Araghchi called the strikes clearly a targeted assassination in an attempt to silence the voices of truth tellers. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Iranian state media say U.S.-Israeli airstrikes on a port city near the strategic Strait of Hormuz has killed five people. The airstrike on a pier in Bandar Ahmir has also destroyed two vessels. The Israeli military has not commented on that specific attack, but says it targeted infrastructure of the Iranian regime in Tehran and other areas. Iranian media also reported that 10 people, including six members of an Afghan refugee family, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a residential area in Ray, just outside Tehran. Iran has continued its attacks across the Gulf, targeting infrastructure in several neighboring countries. There were renewed strikes in Qatar and Kuwait. In the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, major aluminium plants were hit. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps has threatened to target Israeli and American universities in the Middle East after two Iranian universities were destroyed in U.S.-Israeli airstrikes. Pakistan says it's reached a deal with Iran to allow a further 20 ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, which has effectively been closed to almost all traffic. Pakistan announced the agreement a day before it's hosting a meeting with the foreign ministers of Turkey, Egypt and Saudi Arabia.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.